All right, let's jump into this deep dive. We're going to be covering PAYE, you know, the Private Attorneys General Act.
Yeah.
And this is a really important one for, I think, any California employer out there. So, you know, navigating California labor law can be kind of tricky.
For sure.
We know that you sent us some material about this.
Right.
And we're really trying to pull out, like, what's the most important stuff for, like, you know, someone in your position to really know.
Yeah.
To, like, make sure that... they are on top of things.
Uh-huh.
And joining us for this deep dive is an expert in California employment law.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So maybe, like, to kick things off, you could just give us a really, like, simple explanation of what PAYE is.
Yeah, absolutely. So PAYE, the Private Attorneys General Act of California, it's a law that allows employees to sue employers on behalf of themselves and other employees for labor code violations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of sounds like a typical class action lawsuit. Like,
yeah.
What makes this different?
Yeah. It's very similar, but the main difference is that under PAGIA, the employees are actually acting as deputized enforcers of the law.
Okay.
They're essentially standing in for the state's labor agency.
Interesting.
And what this means is that the burden of proof is actually lower than in a typical class action, making it much easier for employees to, you know, bring these types of claims.
Okay.
And they don't have to go through that long process of glass certification.
So then, you know, for an employer in California, like, what does that really mean for them?
Well, it means that there's a greater potential for liability.
Okay.
Because, as we know, these PAYE claims can lead to significant financial penalties. And these penalties are assessed per employee per violation.
Oh.
Which can add up really quickly.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, under PAYE, there's a one-year statute of limitations.
Okay.
Meaning that employees have 1 year from the date of the last violation to file a claim, as opposed to other labor code violations that have a three-year statute of limitations. Yeah. So just things to keep in mind.
Okay. So it sounds like even if an employer is, you know, maybe they think they're doing everything right, or, you know, they're really trying their best, what are some of the things that you've seen, like common PAYE violations that employers might be surprised about, or just, you know, things that could trip them up?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things that I see is meal and rest break violations. You know, California law is very specific about when employees are entitled to these breaks.
Okay.
And even minor discrepancies in how these breaks are implemented can result in a PAYE claim.
Got it.
Another very common area is inaccurate wage statements.
Okay.
So this could include things like, you know, miscalculating overtime pay or even just a missing piece of information on an employee's pay stub.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not just like major, you know, wage theft or anything like that. It can be pretty small stuff. Okay. So then for an employer who's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I really want to make sure that we're not going to run into any trouble with this. Like, what can they do? Like, what are some practical steps that they can take?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, I would say regular internal audits are essential.
Okay.
You need to really be reviewing your pay practices, your timekeeping records, you know, everything really to make sure that you're in compliance with California labor law.
Okay.
Another important step is providing comprehensive training to your managers and supervisors.
Okay.
You know, they are really on the front lines. They're the ones interacting with employees on a daily basis. So they need to understand the nuances of PACA.
Right.
And how even those seemingly small errors, like we discussed, can trigger a PACA claim.
Okay. And yeah, I would think documentation is also important too, right?
Absolutely, yes. Meticulous documentation is key.
Okay.
You want to be able to demonstrate compliance should a claim arise.
So that means, like, keeping really accurate records and you know, having everything, you know, written down and accessible should you need it.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Well, any final thoughts for the listener before we wrap up here?
Just keep in mind that California is a very employee-friendly state.
Okay.
And the labor laws are constantly evolving. So staying informed and up to date is really the best way to protect yourself and your business.
Couldn't agree more. And remember, the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency has a ton of resources available on PAGIA and other, you know, employment laws. It's always a good idea to, you know, keep learning and stay curious.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next time.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Bye.